You know, they got an explosive offense over there. We got an explosive offense. Two great defenses. We got a great quarterback over there. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to us, the way we prepare. And
quick, Bob. You better stop.
I pull my pants off.
Down.
Oh, it just comes down. At the end of the day, it just comes down to us, you know, the way we go out here at practice every day, and just getting better. That's it.
What have you seen that's changed about the defensive manner?
They move some guys around. Yeah, they definitely move some guys around. They cut guys. They brought guys up, things like that. But, I mean, we don't know what they're going to do, you know. We just got to be ready for anything going into this game. You know, we played them twice last year, and they did a few things, try to double me here and there every now and then. They kind of mixed it up. So they probably do the same thing this year, but we don't know. We just got to be ready for anything, though.
But you went for 180 last time.
I did? I mean, that was last year, though. You know, it's 2017, so clean slate.
Coach Quinn said that usually when there's a quiet day for you, like Sunday, usually not much quiet follows. Would you agree with that?
Me? You know, nah. I just do whatever, you know, my team needs me to do at the end of the day. It's not about targets, catches, yards, things like that. I just try to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability, which, like, if I got to go out there and crack guys, block guys in the run game, things like that, to help our team have success, that's what I'm going to do.
I know you said it's a clean slate, but what do you take from those previous meetings, because you've seen them a lot, specifically, like, what are some of the things maybe you focused on?
I mean, like I said, though, it was last year. They got a whole new ball club. We got a whole new ball club, you know. So we just got to focus on us, and we got to continue to keep gelling together for this unit 2017. And they got a lot of new guys, so it's really hard to know what they're going to throw at us because they got different talents at different positions now.
They're playing pretty physical against Seattle. Do you expect them to be physical against you?
I mean, it's football. I feel like, you know, every game is a physical game. I play with a physical mentality, so I'm not gonna go out there and like, oh, this just happened. Like, I'm going into the game, I'm ready to go.
Both you and Matt said after the game last week, there's things that you guys, the offense, could improve on. What are some things that you guys worked on this week to try to build off your performance last week?
What can we build on? Just communicating. You know, just small things, just detail. At the end of the day, it's always you want to work to get better. You don't want to stay the same. So I take what Matt was saying. You know, I'm putting in my own words. Like, what I see with the offense and the team is just communicating, just getting better. You don't want to stay the same. You know, we got to win last week, but last week was last week. It's on to the next, and we just got to continue to get better each and every week.
They brought back House this year, who I know you kind of tangled with in the past, a couple, you know, not
I played him
season.
At Jacksonville, too.
Yeah. What kind of does he bring? He's, I guess, one of those bigger corners.
Yeah, he's a longer, rangy corner. And he's going to play every down. Like, he's like a hands-on type of guy. He needs to touch you, things like that. But nothing I haven't seen, so.
I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know, tie game or something, you guys got tangled up in the end zone. Do you remember that play? It was just a game where you guys were kind of going back and forth.
No, I don't. I can't remember that. Can't remember the old stuff.
Fair. This is a while back.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this offense kind of needs to get back on track after the first game? Were you close?
No, ain't no track, ain't nothing. This is a whole new football team. You know, like it was week one. You know, we're talking about week one. We're going to be all right, you know. We got the W. That's what we set out for, to get the win. You know, it's no easy game in football. You know, it's not expectations outside of this organization for us. It's only on us to go out there and know what we're capable of doing, you know. It's not like, oh, yeah, y'all pulled a score, 40 points, this point, this whatever, whatever. Like, this is a new locker room. You know, we just got to work every day. We don't need to be what we need to be at right now. Later on in the season, we just every week we need to get better.
Coach talked about this the other day. Talked about this earlier today. The all gas. Can you kind of talk about it since you're wearing a hat?
What hat? Oh, this. Yes. It's just a mentality. You know, the preparation gonna take care of itself. You know, we go out here and we train. We go hard every day. When the game come around, it's all gas. There's no thinking involved, anything like that. We just going full speed.
What do you notice when the running game is working?
I'm sorry?
How does it change things for you? What do you notice when the running game is working?
I mean, it helps all of us. You know, running game, passing game, you know. when the running game going, they got to put 8 in the box, you know, sometimes 9, and that opened up the passing game, and then vice versa. So we just complement each other. But, I mean, it's early. We just got to continue to keep working. You know, we straight. We'll be there.